This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden, focusing on the this dating thing, has gotten a number of comments. We were talking earlier about dating and the story that's at DougStephan.com that's trending. The average person spends 5 years and $20,000 dating before deciding that you are the one. Think about that. 5 years,
yeah,
the
do
average.
Really? Do they really decide you're the one, or are they just like, dude, I can't spend any more money.
Right, I'm giving up.
Just got to
do. I give up.
It's a lot of cash.
Give it up. Yeah, all right.
You know, I mean, that's a down payment on a house.
It is, depending on what neighborhood you live in.
Or where you live.
Can't get it in my neighborhood, but maybe in your neighborhood.
It only took two years for my wife.
Yeah. Really?
But actually, it's been 17 years. I don't think she knows I'm the one yet.
Really? She's still looking around?
Could be. Shopping, really? You know. Huh. He's okay for now.
Huh.
Truly, when I say this, if she does not know what a great man she has, and this is really from my heart, I'm not even messing with you, then she's the fool, Richie, because you're a good husband.
Thank you, but
he really is.
She's got to be able to do better than me.
Yeah, well, that's
I
the
figure
question.
At some point she'll realize
the question
that.
Is you're dedicated and wonderful, and that's
see,
good.
See, that's the problem with you.
Do better? Oh, hell.
You don't have, that is your problem. You're going to get me into now the zone that you don't want me to go into, because it is your, that is your problem. You are a very good human being.
He's
but
awesome.
You have this
Stop.
Need to create something about you that isn't really you.
No,
that's
no,
you.
No.
You want to be somebody other than who you are, which is a really good, decent, honorable, strong, intelligent human being, but you think you need to be to satisfy whatever it is that's out there that you don't need to be. Thank you, Dr. Stephan.
What do I think?
I know.
What do you think I think I need
I
to be?
I think you need to be a real, you and the people who are stabbed through think you're a real man. You are a real man. You have your foibles. You have your distractions. You have your wonderment.
Uh-huh.
You have your intelligence.
When's this going to start costing me money?
Well, if it hasn't already.
What is this money that you spent?
Okay. All right, let's talk about Donald Trump.
I actually prefer psychoanalysis.
You really? Go ahead and psychoanalyze you, too?
Oh, I'm so easy. I've already got mine. I'm a people pleaser. I have a hard time setting boundaries.
Right,
give me a break. I've been there and done that.
I gave you
that.
He's totally a people
Okay,
pleaser.
So Donald Trump's butler has been all over the media, news media, and well, this is very interesting. This guy's 74 years old, been with Donald Trump for 40-some-odd years, and he knows him cold.
Yeah,
so
Butler
do you
would
think,
know.
Well, this is the thing that I think people ought to be aware of. He's a pawn in the plan to have more people convinced that Donald Trump is A-OK. You think that if this guy wanted to keep his job, he's going to go out and talk about Donald Trump in a negative way?
But think about this. In this day and age, when everybody can sell a book and get their 15 minutes of fame, if this guy had shocking bombshells and revelations,
right.
They'd be parading his butt all
Absolutely.
Over every newscast, and he'd have a book deal, and he would be able to bring down Donald Trump, because that's the flavor of what to do in the media. So I think did he have something nice to say or something bad to say?
He talks about his hair, how he likes his steak, what it's like
at the mansion down in Palm Beach. All that stuff. He likes to spend time in khakis.
One of the nicest, most generous men that I've ever known in my life.
He'll go off.
He'll scream at you. He'll just stand in the corner seething, but he's already forgotten it.
Yeah. I'm telling you, this guy is my dad. This is why I love Donald
Trump.
People being his pet peeves include people being late, sloppiness. His suit has to be pristine.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
I can imagine he's not.
And cheeseburgers. He loves cheeseburgers.
Yeah.
Well, I've heard he likes fast food. They were talking to him about going to KFC.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, when he's on the road, he must have stopped at the fast food joint. Yeah.
Don't forget the ketchup. If it's vegetables, he doesn't want to see them.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
He's a red-blooded meat-eating American.
Wow, that's not right. I mean, eating meat is not going to give you red blood. Eating vegetables is going to give you red blood. But anyway, he is, I'm looking at this, is a whole long interview. It was published. There's been video versions of it and printed versions of it. He's a guy that knows Donald Trump, has been around him with his wives, been around all the houses that he's lived in. And so, there's nothing shocking here. It's just interesting if you like to gossip. That's all it
is. You know, the thing that they always say that Trump will struggle with is his ability to convert women into voters.
Mm-hmm.
And if I were advising, which I like to pretend, not just the candidates I'm going to vote for, but like I pretend, hey, if I were Hillary Clinton's advisor or Bernie Sanders' advisor, I would do this because I think it's a fun game to play.
Yeah.
If I were a Trump advisor, I would tell him if he makes it into the general election and he has to go up against Hillary Clinton, he needs to promote the heck out of his family because his family is where it's at, and that's how you bring in women voters. His family is so together, so well-spoken, smart. There's not a lot of garbage out about him. I mean, that would be the way to bring in people.
This the butler says he recalls when Barron, Trump's, youngest son, was 2.5 years old, and he took him his breakfast. He said he was sitting in his high chair, and he looked at me, and he said, "Tony, sit down. We need to talk." Because he says he brought his kids up to be adults, and they're all good kids.
They grow up sooner than they need to.
I think, Jen, I want to get your read on this. The new poll out today by Rock the Vote, which I don't give a whole lot of credibility to, but they basically questioned 1,500 people under the age of 35. Yeah, no, they're definitely biased. Clinton crushes Trump in every single category.
Well, you know, it's funny that you bring it up because there are probably, I don't know, I actually got into a big argument on my local show with my co-host because I called these garbage polls because a lot of the polling has been inaccurate this cycle.
Very inaccurate.
Like, they can't get a read on anything to save their lives. But I've seen multiple polls that, in every single one, Trump never beats Hillary Clinton. Rubio beats Hillary Clinton.
Cruz
beats Hillary Clinton. And so, okay, if that's what the poll says, fine. But if Marco Rubio can only win Puerto Rico and D.C., I think he's got...
Polls are a waste of time.
Right. Well, and it also tells you that I think there's... I don't know if there's a fixed job in, but it really does seem like there's a fixed job in
the part of the media, for God's sake, the news media?
I think that Ted Cruz is a great candidate, and don't forget Cruz. Please don't. I think he's a good candidate. He's a constitutionalist. I like a lot of what he stands for. But you put him on a stage with Hillary Clinton, she will make him look like a bully, and she'll call
him too
religious.
Right.
And when in a general election, you have to get to the center, and he just doesn't have a chance. And Rubio, I mean, my God, he's on life
Hillary,
for his political career.
Jennifer, you said one thing. Let's add to it. There are two things, well, maybe three, that win Trump the election. One, put his family out there and show him being who he is. There's no phony fooling the public with that stuff. Number two, calm down, and he's been doing that. Get away from all that negative stuff.
When he's not being attacked by the people on the stage with them, I mean, I think the fact that his own party is attacking him is bothersome, and then he just is like a wild animal with something in his paw, and he starts... But when he just just talks about Hillary, he's very calm and measured. It's weird.
Well, because they like each other. But it's going to be a tough road to hoe when you're in this circumstance where you have to put yourself first and forget about the other people. Very hard for some to do. I think the third thing in this is that he just keeps going with what it is that has the ire, the dander of the public. This country is in such terrible shape, and we are so sick of, frankly, not being the watchdogs that we're supposed to. It's our job. Constitutionally, it's the citizenry that's supposed to keep their eye on what's going on. But we haven't, because we've allowed them to take civics out of school.
Yeah, but
we've allowed them to do all kinds of things that steer us away from what we're supposed to be about. And so that's why people are so angry. So if he keeps tapping into, and he keeps saying, we'll fix this, we'll fix this, we'll fix this, we'll fix that.
That's easy for you to say, old white man.
I am an old white man. Not
and,
so
and
old
me too, and Jen, you know, whatever. But if you look at this poll, let me see. If you look at Hispanics, it's 4-1 Hillary over Trump, 61% to 14%. Asian Americans, 5-1, 60-11%. African Americans, 13-1, 67-5%. So they might not think, and even with white voters, it's 52-45-26.
See, I think, but you have to look at, I mean, you have to consider the source of the polling, and you have to the impact that Bernie Sanders has had on young people. Young people's first choice is not Hillary Clinton, tells me that maybe while they think she might be their second choice, there's room to wiggle. And the way you do that is you say, a Clinton, we've had this brand before. She's had her chance, and things are still the way they are. Why didn't she fix it when she had the opportunity? And you could really play off of that. I don't know. I mean, if I were telling Trump, that's another thing to play on.
All right, food for thought here on Good Day. It's 18 past the hour.
Dreaming of spring getaways or summer vacations? You can get there faster if you play your cards right. Credit cards, that is. Take it from Brian Kelly, the points guy.
I've made a career out of helping people maximize their loyalty points to travel the world at a fraction of the cost. My recent trip to Africa cost just $5.60 cash out of pocket for a business class ticket to Ghana.
Some cards give you points for everything you purchase. Then you choose how to spend them.
If you take regular trips or even just an occasional family vacation, you should consider getting an airline credit card. Get a credit card that aligns with what you spend your money on. So not only can you get a bonus on airline spend, but the new JetBlue credit cards give 2 points per dollar spent on all restaurant and grocery spend. You can get flights and other travel rewards faster than you think. There's no annual fee, no blackout dates, and the points never expire. JetBlue flies all over the U.S., Latin America, and the Caribbean, so you can be on the beach in no time. For more information, visit JetBlue.com or BarclayCardUS.com.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our Better Business Bureau A-plus rated tax attorneys and enrolled agents will review your case for free and give you a low price guaranteed quote to get you protected today. Call U.S. Tax Shield now. 800-547-0193. 800-547-0193.
Small business comes in all shapes and sizes. Your financing options should, too. Benetrans Financial offers a full suite of small business and franchise funding options to help entrepreneurs like you get the best funding options possible, quickly, safely, and economically, so you can finally purchase the business of your dreams. Sign up for a free funding consultation today, and we'll design a customized funding plan for you. Visit Benetrans.com. That's Benetrends.com to find out more. Benetrans.
You, the woman in the SUV pulling into the yoga studio. You got a truck for a reason, remember? So get some Firestone tires and go do truck stuff. Why just explore your inner self when the Firestone Destination LE2 is built for 60,000 miles of truck stuff? So get out as far as you can. Drive down to the Amazon, tool around the muck. Bring back a previously undiscovered type of mud mass. Find your truck tires at FirestoneTire.com. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad. But boy, was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Speaking, or is that sort of, that doesn't make sense, does it? Musically speaking?
Sure, why not?
Sure, musically we're speaking about singing. Musically.
Right. I suppose. Sure. Yeah. Thank you, Taylor. Peebo Bryson and Regina Bell.
Peebo.
Number one during this week in 1993 with a whole new world.
Oh, my God. I hope he marries Tim Tebow someday.
Peebo Tebow.
Next.
Always think about Tebow. It's always there.
Really? All right. Yeah, where is he, by the way? Whatever happened to him? What happened to him?
Did he get drafted this?
Last, he played, he was the third string quarterback for the Eagles, and then they cut him.
Yeah, but I saw him somewhere last week.
Who has a good quarterback should take on Tebow as a backup because he, the merchandise he sells, oh my gosh.
Because of his religious points of view, right?
Well, he's become a star. He's got a great religious core.
But he didn't become a star because of football. He became a star because of those talking about him. Was he a good football player?
He was on the Broncos and somehow left himself. I don't know. I think he's okay. People say he's not.
There's a little bit of chatter about him and the Broncos, even though they just picked up Mark Sanchez.
What, to replace Manning?
Peyton Manning retires, and 2 days later, his backup, Brock Osweiler, just says, well, you know what, I'm going to go to the Texans.
Lousy planning. They should have locked the guy up before Peyton Manning.
That does surprise me, Declan.
Silly. Well, their management must be really out to lunch.
No, John Elway put together a Super Bowl team. But
he's not a manager if he can't hold. Right. Wasn't smart enough to know Peyton Manning was going to retire. And the other guy says, see you later. You're going to wrap up the other guy first?
Well, I think 2 weeks.
how Brock did that year, but you're right. They should have locked somebody in.
Come on.
What a dope to leave the Broncos for
defense.
Wait a minute.
This is supposed to be a music segment.
I know, but...
Meanwhile, we've been playing Tebow, 4 minutes
ago.
Tebow,
right,
Bryce.
All right. TLC and Creep. All right, Jen, what's the story of this song? First position this week, 1995.
This was a huge hit. TLC was a three-girl band.
Yeah.
One of them died. There was T-Boz. Yeah. L, Lisa Left Eye Lopez. She's the one that died. And C,
Left
Philly.
Eye?
Yeah, because she always covered her left eye, which sadly could be my future.
Next, number one from this week, 96, Tony Rich Project.
This was her only hit.
Nobody knows.
That must be the project. Is that the big one?
I don't remember this at all. All right, let's get to something we will all recognize. The Spice Girls.
Spice Girls.
Wanna Be. Big song this week, 1997. All right, Jen, you can stick along. Go ahead. I know how
you have got it. Thinking it's too easy. That's the way. There. Feel better?
That's it?
Well, that was all there was there.
All right. Let's see, Celine Dion, man.
Nah, start at the beginning.
Given that?
Yeah.
Whitney with Faith Evans, Faith Evans and Kelly Price, Heartbreak Hotel.
This is not even on my radar.
Really?
And this should be. This is like my prime time.
All right, well, here, this one will be.
Lone Star.
Nope.
Backstreet Boys.
Oh, these are Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, I went to Jen's face.
You skipped. Yes. All right. Backstreet Boys, the shape of my heart. What do you think of this, Jen?
Love it. I went to see the Backstreet Boys in Vegas, and we couldn't get a cab, so we hijacked a limo.
Really?
It was so much fun. From the Imperial Palace to MGM Grand.
Yeah, the Imperial Palace.
The fanciest
Palace.
9 minutes of my life.
Have they blown that place up yet, the Imperial Palace?
No, now it's called the Link.
What was the limo doing outside the Imperial Palace?
It's a great question. I'm pretty sure some lady the night had just evacuated.
Oh, what a horrible place. They cleaned it up. The Imperial Palace?
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah.
I just stayed there when I was in Vegas in January.
Really? I'm Doug Steffen. She's Jennifer Horn. He's Rich McFadden. And you are listening to the one and only Doug Steffen Good Day program at half past the hour.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
In a recent national survey, a majority of Americans said they felt less free than they were 5 years ago. Only 13% said they felt freer than before. It is so troubling that so many Americans fear the growing power of government over every aspect of their lives. But it is even more troubling that so many people think they can't do anything about it. Defending our freedom and passing it along to the next generation undiminished is the first responsibility of citizenship. We, the people, are the keepers of our own rights, not the government. We must look through the lens of liberty at every act of government, and when our freedom is threatened, we must act and tell the government no, not on our watch. Then we can leave the next generation more free, not less.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
It's hard to believe, but spring is here. And that means time for a little spring cleaning and spring savings. I'm Jenny Sue Birnbaum. It's a great time to reorganize your home or office by tossing out or donating what you don't need. And as for savings, have no worries. You could save 40% or more by switching from your current plan to Net10, the No Worries Network. That means you pay just $50 a month for unlimited talk, text, and data with the first 5 gigabytes at 4G LTE speed. Net10 has no contracts or hidden fees and provides wireless coverage on the nation's largest and most dependable networks. Plus, Net10's Bring Your Own Phone BYOP program lets you keep your phone and number or get a new one. You call the shots. Net10 is available at over 100,000 retail stores, including Walmart, Best Buy, and Kmart. For more ways to save, visit net10wireless.com. I'm Jenny Sue Birnbaum.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My voice sounds pretty normal, does it not?
Yeah, it sounds a lot better to
under
you.
The circumstances.
You've been doing some moving, right? Kicking up some dust?
Yeah, lots of dust. Lots of dust. Lots of dust mentally,
yeah,
emotionally,
right?
You name it. There's dust flying everywhere. Speaking of emotions, Ron Goldman's family is not appreciative of the People versus O.J. Simpson, the television show on FX. Goldman's father, Fred, Ron Goldman's relative. So we're talking about his father, Fred, who's probably been the most visible over
Definitely.
The years of
Fred
all of the family.
Fred and the sister, too.
Yeah, the sister.
Yeah. On Steve Harvey discussing the series, Kim Goldman says the show feels like pouring salt on an open wound. She says, I don't know what the probative value of the show is. It's everywhere all over again, and people are tracking it, and they're thinking about it, and talking about the murders. And so, what's the point? Well, the point is that television is there to make money. They tell stories, and a lot of people are not happy with a lot of the things that go on television, but that isn't going to keep them from doing it because there's an audience. Obviously, there's an audience. This is the best thing FX has had on it for years in terms of results and ratings.
Ask you guys a question.
Yeah.
Is this the first, because, you know, my lifetime is about, I mean, prime time for me was OJ.
Yeah.
is this the first time a murder was glamorized like this on TV? I'm trying to remember. I think the Menendez brothers were glamorized, and they came before O.J. or after?
Glamorized, you mean by making it a big production?
Sensationalized.
Those were that, if I'm remembering correctly, Rick, you can check it, but I believe the Menendez brothers were 1986.
Yeah, somewhere right around there.
They were not in the 80s. They were definitely in the 90s. Ooh. I remember Menendez. Yeah. I know they were in the 90s right. Because my...
Then it's 96. There's a 6 somewhere in there, I think.
There's a 6. I see a
somewhere
6.
There's a 6, yeah. Yeah. So, all right, we'll see what the... So, the Menendez brothers and all the... For those who don't remember, the Menendez brothers killed their parents.
Oh, it happened in 89, but maybe they went to trial in the early 90s.
Ready
I remember
the,
my friend had a crush on them.
The 10 most televised murder trials?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay. The 11 most murderized. Ted Bundy, number one.
Yeah.
William Kennedy Smith, 1991, number two.
What a little wormy.
Jeffrey Dahmer, 1992, number three. Number four, the officers who assaulted Rodney King. Number five, Lyle and Eric Menendez, 1993. Number six, O.J. Simpson, number 1995. Number seven, Phil Spector, 2007 and 2009. Number eight, Lindsay Lohan. This is just trials.
What?
Number nine, Casey Anthony, 2011.
Sure.
Number 10, Dr. Conrad Murray, 2011. And
Michael Jackson's doctor.
Yep.
Number 11, Jodi Arias, 2013.
That's a movie. Yeah, isn't there being a movie being made about her, I think, now?
So Ted Bundy's the only one from the late 70s. Everything else is 90s and 2000s, Jen.
Yeah. I'm telling you, it's television and pop culture. Because what happened around late 80s and early 90s? Do you guys remember?
Late 80s and early 90s.
What was the invention? It was called Court TV.
Oh,
remember that?
Yeah.
Court TV came out and they started televising all of these trials.
Yeah.
And I think Court TV was more impactful than even the 24-hour news cycle because we weren't at the 24-hour news cycle back at that point. It was just about rolling out channels.
Made Nancy Grace a star.
Right.
And it's about the only way you would have made somebody like that a star. Oof.
Yep.
All right. Center for Immigration Studies report this week. Data from ICE. Senate Judiciary Committee having hearings on immigration problems. Committee is not releasing the names of information. These names, listen to this. Wait till you get a load of this. There are... I had the graph in front of me, and I just did... I love this. I got a graph in front of me, and I hit the... My, what do they call it, Richie? My wand?
It's called a mouse.
My mouse.
Your cursor, right?
All right, so just... let me tell you what I remember. Here's what I remember. There were, of the 138 murder cases... In California, 124 are illegal immigrants, and they were released from jail, according to the Center for Immigration Studies. The criminal aliens released by ICE, who had been convicted of all kinds of crimes, responsible for crime sprees in American communities from coast to coast, ICE takes them out of jail and deports them. So they just go back to their country. And then they figure out ways to come back to this country, and they're free.
Look at the
change
guy
their identity, do all kinds of things.
Yeah, the guy that killed Kate Steinle had been doing that. He was deported like 4 times.
Oh, wrong one.
Nice going, Richie.
Hold on a minute.
Ice, baby.
Ice, baby. You think they kind of say this in their head when they're walking around collecting illegal aliens?
I would probably. You mean like they have a theme song when they go on a bus?
Yeah, you know they have a theme song. I turn off the
light and I blow. Just checked out. He's like, no.
All right, I'm reading a study on Q-tips now.
I
moved on, Richie.
Clean ones or dirty ones?
If a Q-tip is part of your shower routine, you might be using the cotton swab to clean out the wax from your ear canal.
Right.
And you know how good it feels? I did it this morning. What a satisfying feeling.
Ew.
No, it's great.
When you get something, you mean?
But it feels good to stick something in your ear.
Ew.
This cleaning ritual is counterproductive.
Ear.
Could we move on now? Thank you. And possibly dangerous. you might see some residue on the swab, you're probably pushing wax further into your ear canal.
Yeah.
That's what they say, but I don't buy it.
I don't either.
I think it feels good. I think it's fun to see something when you pull out that
ketchup. It's lots of fun.
Yeah.
How often do you do that?
Keep it.
Put it in your museum. Body.
Keep it at the end of the week. Compare which one. Wednesday was the best day.
There you go.
Wow, Wednesday.
And I get so amazed by the fact that one of my ears always like has more gunk, but it's never the same one. It's like
more gunk.
Yeah.
Mine is the right ear. Has more gunk than the left ear.
Your right ear dominant, apparently.
Apparently, yes. All right, Jennifer loves to talk about food. Richie loves to talk about food. I love to talk about food. So it's time now for us to visit the What's Cooking portion of the Good Day program. Gwyneth Paltrow.
This lady.
Has
so out of touch.
Shared her breakfast smoothie recipe.
Yeah.
Includes an herb called moon dust, which is good for your old woola 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 hunga bunga lunga.
For your moon, if you catch my drift.
And a daily smoothie following Gwyneth's recipe
only
cost you
like her.
$223.
A smoothie, just FYI.
It's one smoothie. Let's see here. She's on her own website sharing this. She said to have one every morning. You'll be detoxifying yourself.
But she says
broke.
Here,
big.
And vanity fair, no, my smoothies don't cost $200 each.
Really? Well, if you go to Goop, Richie.
They're not cheap, she says.
OOP, go to Goop, and you'll see something counter to that. Meanwhile, in other food news, Honey Nut Cheerios.
Yeah, another story. Oh, boy.
What?
They're making the bee disappear at Honey.
The mascot's going away. Yes.
Oh, by the way.
They're making a statement, Rich, about the bees disappearing.
They say $10.52 for the smoothies.
So where the Goop site says $223.
And the story out today said that, too. Who knows? But here's the thing. Can we go talk about the bee now?
Honey Nut Cheerios had a bee, and it's going away.
The cute little bee mascot. Well, now it's just a silhouette of the bee because they're making a political statement about how bees are disappearing from the environment. Here's why this.
Are these GMO?
Yes,
I don't know.
That's what I was just getting at.
Go ahead.
Cheerios has got to use. We have to look because I don't want to throw out allegations. But cereal is like one of the top offenders of genetically modified junk that we're eating. And the reason the bees are disappearing, you dummies, at Cheerios, is because
they have
so screwed up the seeds that there's nothing left to pollinate.
Let me see.
Sorry.
No, but it's
that makes me crazy.
Yeah. It is. It shows you how these people can get away with stuff because the average person doesn't know and still isn't thinking about this.
Well, everybody is just, you know, so busy trying to make a political statement. It's like, let's think through this. Let's just have some common sense. Come on.
It says, let me see, under 2014, under pressure from consumers, we'll stop using genetically modified ingredients.
Cheerios is?
Original Cheerios.
Oh, but who makes Cheerios?
General Foods.
You look up their track record.
Cheerios have never contained any genetically modified organisms. The company did make changes to its sourcing for cane sugar and beet sugar.
All right. Time for food for thought here on Good Day. What is the worst food combination you can think of?
Anything at 7-Eleven at 3 o'clock in the morning on your way home from Georgetown.
Tuna fish and mint chip ice cream.
Hamburgers and whipped cream.
That's pretty gross.
That is pretty gross.
I'd do that.
Richie, you want to try?
Yeah, I'd do that. I'm not a big whipped cream fan, but that doesn't gross me out.
That's the problem.
Tuna fish and ice cream, that's pretty gross.
Ugh. Tuna fish and ice cream. That is gross. But just think about it.
Sardines and ice cream.
Oh, sardines are just awful no matter what. Ah, the smell.
A lot of oils.
You
should eat them, though.
But at what cost? I'll have the capsule
thing. A cat? Who eats sardines but a cat?
My father used to eat them out of
my mother-in-law
does. It's driving me nuts. Yeah. Your mother-in-law eats them out of the can?
Uh-huh.
Ugh. Is that something older people do? And it's not bad? Can you even get sardines in a can anymore?
You know, yes, you can.
Really?
The first time I went to Colombia and they ate the whole fish, you know, I'm typical American. I like seeing my food come out of a saran-wrapped styrofoam package from the grocery store already cut and clean for me. And you go to Colombia, and here's the whole fish, and they eat the eyeballs. They eat everything. There's nothing left but the bone.
Have you ever eaten a fish eyeball, Rich?
I've never eaten one. My wife has. I've watched her.
Can we change the subject for a minute, please? Hot Pockets.
Hot Pockets.
Wants to be the next trendy health food.
Right. Yeah, good luck with that.
Not the obvious choice for a nutritious snack,
but
Nestle wants to change that. Hot Pockets has been aware of this perception for a while. Some of the things that they are reevaluating at Nestle include calories in a Hot Pocket, portion sizes of the Hot Pocket, simplifying the ingredients in the Hot Pocket, and how good it tastes. There's a lot of science going on.
Have you ever had a Hot Pocket, Dougie?
I have not.
Really?
Am I missing? Well, they're all meat, aren't they?
Not all of them.
It's basically
melted. I have one if it was spinach and cheese or something.
Melted,
like that.
Molten hot cheese inside of a dough pocket with some kind of other ingredient in it.
The only one I like is pepperoni pizza, and I usually buy the light one, and it's about 250 calories.
But we got to be full of preservatives, right?
Oh, yeah. Of course. But the bummer about Hot Pockets is, you know, you take them out of the plastic wrapper, and then you put them in that little crisping sleeve, which, come on, let's be honest, it doesn't really work.
True.
And then the stuff goops out the side because it gets too hot. It, like, explodes out the side, and then all your fillings in the microwave and not in your tummy.
Huh.
Oh, look, they're going to have a whole grain crust.
There you do.
That's not healthy.
Whole grain crust.
I love how people slap whole grain on. They're like, well, that'll help them.
Is there still
ignore the pepperoni and the cheese.
Is there still a recall on DiGiorno's Lean Cuisine Stouffer products because Nestle somehow or other got messed up in the factory? You know, last Friday, I believe, there's a recall that was instituted on DiGiorno pizza, Lean Cuisine frozen dinners, and all of Stouffer's products. They all come out of the same place.
Glass pieces.
The glass.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's still out there. So if you got some, bring them back to the store and get your money back. Sounds like a guarantee for a product. We advertise here on the Good Day program. 47 past the hour on Good Day.
Are you ready to be your own boss but don't know where to begin? A franchise allows you to be in business for yourself but not by yourself. Find a franchise opportunity that's perfect for you on FranchiseExpo.com. Browse options, review investment requirements, and search by industry, brand, or location. You're guaranteed to find at least one franchise for sale that you'd love to own. Visit FranchiseExpo.com and make your dream of owning your own business a reality.
Are you a pescatarian? If not, you may want to seriously consider this fish and plant-based diet. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cause of cancer in the U.S., and every year more and more people under 50 are diagnosed with it. Much attention is being given to diet as a potential contributing factor. Driving home the point is a new study involving vegetarians, which concurs. Vegetarians, as a whole, have a 22% lower colorectal cancer risk. Those who also add fish to their diet have a whopping 43% less risk than the general population. We don't know why pescatarians fare better. Other than eating fish and more fiber, they generally eat less sweets, smoke less, and exercise more. Whatever it is, doctors agree on one thing. Prevention is the primary goal in stopping all kinds of cancer, and pescatarians seem to be on to something.
Know-how! Spend $24 right now at Napa, and you can get a free Napa Chase Elliott racing cap. Buy $24 of oil, get a free cap. Buy $24 of headlamps, get a free cap. Buy $24 worth of Pine Tree scented air fresheners. Well, we won't ask you why you need $24 worth of air fresheners. We'll just hand you a free Napa Chase Elliott racing cap. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Offer expires 3/31/16.
I was assisting the Easter Bunny as he was putting together the kids' Easter baskets from Walgreens, and suddenly we realized that the grass-to-goodies ratio was way off. So we hopped in the car and headed back to Walgreens for great deals on premium candy, chocolate and plastic eggs, toys and gift cards, everything we needed for an easy, happy Easter. Nice work, Easter Bunny. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
All jelly beans, including Starburst jelly beans, are 3 for $6 or $2.99 each.
How do we attain peace? It's your country, and I'm Lieutenant Colonel Retired Alan West, Executive Director of the National Center for Policy Analysis. In a chaotic world where global security is threatened, how do we find peace? Does it come from creating a false reality that fits a certain political ideology? History has proven that any attempt to compromise, appease, or legitimize an enemy only serves to embolden them. It appears as weakness and gives them a sense of strength and superiority. President Reagan coined the mantra peace through strength, and it gave hope and empowerment to our allies and those seeking the beacon of liberty. He put the enemies of freedom on notice and demanded that the wall of tyranny be torn down, and it was. No one wants to advocate for war, but the fight is upon us, and peace in our time does not come by surrender or appeasement. Peace comes through strength. It's your country, and I'm Lieutenant Colonel Alan West.
Listen, this music, we do the rumba, or what is this?
This one is called Cinco de Hip Hop, sir.
Rumba dumba. Oh, this is
hip hop. Latin hip hop.
La 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 la. Right. 51 after, this is a good day.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Like to get away, you come to the right place. Our Friday visit with Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com, the home of the Frommers travel guides. The issues in front of us are traveling to Cuba, and if you have that in your mind, I certainly do. I'm going to find out how to do it quickly and efficiently, I hope, from Pauline Frommer up next here on Good Day.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
All right, 55 past the hour. Pauline Frommer is here from the Frommer's Travel Guides at Frommer's.com. The idea that we can go to Cuba without any impediment, is that exciting, people? There are a lot of folks. I think, what is it, this weekend you can figure out, you can actually make a plan. You can reserve a seat on a plane to go to Cuba, right?
Not quite.
Oh, really?
What happened this week is the State Department made the rules even looser. It used to be that to go to Cuba legally, you had to do it in a group, and these groups were outrageously overpriced, $350, $400, $500 a day. But the State Department this week said that as long as you're going to Cuba for the reasons they consider legal, which is for educational purposes, for religious purposes, etc., you can now do it on your own. And they said that all you have to do is kind of collect documents showing that you're there for these reasons. Now, they never say in their official briefing that you're going to have to show those documents to anybody, because the truth is there's nothing set up with the government to take in those documents. So it's basically throwing the doors wide open. And in a few months, yep, there's going to be direct service from the U.S. to Cuba. It doesn't exist this weekend, but very, very soon. I think it's incredibly exciting news.
Yeah, it is, but it's kind of foolish once again, government involvement. If you have relations or not, so you get on a plane, you go to Cuba, what are they throwing roadblocks in the way of this?
Well, you're right. Absolutely. We should have the right as Americans to travel where we want. We should have the freedom to travel, but there's been this 50-year embargo, and so they're slowly dismantling it. Each time they release something, it gets a little easier. The truth is, a couple of years ago, I tried to do an article on this, finding somebody who had been prosecuted under the law. Even under Bush, even before Obama had loosened the stuff up, nobody has been prosecuted for about 20 years. In fact, groups trying to fight the embargo to Cuba desperately tried to get people prosecuted, but the government refused to prosecute them. So, you know, the dirty little secret is you could always go to Cuba. Nobody was going to really come after you.
Yeah.
Now you can do it with a free and clear conscience. You're going to do it within the law.
Some of my friends went to Montreal and flew down from there to Toronto. You can do that pretty easily. All right, let's talk about the so-called dazzling deals that are being promoted one airline to another. Is this a good time of year either to A, be traveling or buying tickets? Are there going to be deals now that you wouldn't be able to get in the summer if you're going to take a vacation flying?
Well, these next 2 weeks are pretty packed because it's spring break.
After that,
there are definitely deals out there. And as we all know, gas costs are down. That means the biggest expense for the airlines is down.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are giving a little bit of that back. Actually, the best deals are international, with some wacky carriers like WOW Airlines and Norwegian Airlines, carriers you haven't heard of, who are lowering the cost of going from, say, the U.S. to Paris from places like Los Angeles and San Francisco to as little as $200 each way.
I think I'd just soon go on an airplane that belongs to somebody who we kind of know, if you know what I mean. Pauline Frommer.
They're fine. They're good.
They are. Okay, good. That's good to know. From the Frommer Travel Guide Department at Frommers.com here on Good Day, 59 after the hour.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all.